I came to Germany a number of times in those years and had meetings, eventually managed to have meetings with senior ministers, and not all of them were that sympathetic. You know, I could well remember having a meeting with Klaus Kinkel in which he said that we are not going to change the foreign policy of Germany for one man. And at that point, of course, Germany was Iran's number one trading partner. And this question of economics versus human rights, you know, came up a few times. There was a moment when I was in Denmark and was told that Denmark had very important export of feta cheese to Iran, and they were worried about their cheese exports. So, you know, there was on the one hand cheese and on the other hand human rights, and, you know, initially they chose cheese. Sometimes people who were defending me, you know, would present a very idealized version of some almost sort of iconic version of me, and I would constantly say that I don't feel iconic. You know, I don't feel like a Statue of Liberty. You know, I'm just a person. And so in writing the book, I thought, you know, I have to in some way demolish both those, both the idealized and the demonized caricatures of myself, you know, and try and say, I mean, it's an autobiography, so you have to tell the truth. You'd say, this is actually what a real human being in this situation was like, you know, and that includes moments of weakness and things that, moments at which I was disappointed in my own choices and things I wished I hadn't done and things I wished I'd done sooner. And then, you know, sometimes things that I was, you know, proud to have done or happy to do. You have to give that whole portrait because otherwise it's not a true portrait of a human being. And I mean, I'm enough of a writer to know that, you know, if you want to make a person alive on the page, you have to present them in three dimensions. And that means not just as a Hollywood hero figure, because that's nonsense. The world is complicated, and one of the natures of a free society is that people will say and write and create all kinds of things which some other people won't like, you know, and that just has to be how it is. There's no other way, you know. If you're offended by something, it's your problem. It's not my problem, it's your problem. To be offended by a book is quite difficult. You have to do a lot of work to be offended. You know, it seems to me that somebody who reads a 600-page book and then says they're offended by it, you know, has worked very hard at being offended. And it's also at any point possible to stop being offended by a book because all you have to do is shut it. When the book is closed, it loses its power to offend you.